26, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel the Tet and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
Beat Banter!
Good afternoon to all the public bathroom designers that put a door that goes all the way down to the floor and a lock that turns red and green.
Yes.
Yeah, snaps for you. You're doing things for the community. That's never been done before.
That's never been done before. And welcome to another episode of Beat Banter.
Beat Banter.
Guys, we're back. I feel like it's been so
long.
Wait,
who are you?
Oh, I'm Aiden.
Oh, okay.
And who are you?
I'm Sarah.
Guys, we're going to get straight into it today. I'm going to just play my songs, and then we'll talk. You know what we do. We always talk. We always chat. I'm going to play the new Venturing tune, In the Dark. Oh! So good.
You don't even know what this means to me. You don't even know what this means to me.
It's so freaking good.
Yeah, just know while the song is playing, me and Aiden are going to be dancing very closely together.
I get so jealous watching us
all alone. Make it sparks.
Anyway, I'm also going to be playing the song Three More 17s by Zayoke, featuring our friend Patty, This Finds You, and Evangeline. Guys,
this is blowing up on TikTok.
No, it's not this one. It's actually a different song. But this song has been stuck in my head for actually forever. It's actually crazy. Mm-hmm. You'll hear the ending. It's really good.
Okay,
let's play them.
Play them.
Let them get jealous watching us all alone. Make us sparks when they close. I'll take you home, 'cause I know who you are. We hold the light, head on my shoulder, 'cause we know it's hard. Couldn't change my mind. I'm forever dancing in your heart. I get jealous watching us all alone in the dark. Don't need to sell my soul just to know who you are. They want what we got. Oh. Couldn't change my mind. I'm forever dancing in your heart. I'm used to lies. I should warn you, my heart's been had enough. I'm so scared we'll die if I tell you I love you from the start. So don't get jealous watching me on a screen wherever you are. Get so jealous watching you keep my cool with her in your arms. And I try to find someone new. Close my eyes and you were all that I saw. Yes, did we know the three of us was apart? I try not to cry when we're dancing in the dark.
yesterday right beside you. Hung out with some friends, thought to write you. Is that ever talking about you? There's a party next week, I'll invite you. I'll pick you up from the bayou. Do you like it? Cause she says I'm looking older. I'm miles away, I don't need her on my shoulder. I look back and I'm so proud that I was a soldier. I'm so proud I'm a holder. Tonight I look back at the crowd and I trust that I'll be fine. Wanna live so much that I don't ever worry about dying. There's a world where it hurts and it kills me all the time. Yeah, God, hold on tight, yeah. Keep me in your hand because because I don't know what to say. I trip on all my words, my untied shoes, see better. If it took my way, I can't confront the end of the world, I'd say the same. But look, I'll see it's on display. I would've changed if I just stayed. Feel so selfish in my ways. Feel someone who feel this way. You've got everything you want, outside but home is where you break. I wanna catch it, but I guess that the shook is what I want done on. When you look at it, it's like that, or am I drawn to the past? Learn that it won't be sad if you walk out with your head strong. Gotta finish what I let on. I love you, but I'm heading out, girl. Wanna catch it, but I guess that the shook is what I want done on. When you look at it, it's like that, or am I drawn to the past? Learn that it won't be sad if you walk out with your head strong. Gotta finish what I let on. I love you, but I'm heading out, girl.
Because I do, I do, I do. trust that I'll be fine. Went away so much that I don't ever worry about time. In the garden of fucking past with no exit sign. Girl, hold on tight.
Stuck in the 2000s and need to listen to some music to fill that void? Tune in to Basement Noise Thursdays at 2 p.m. with me, your host, Emily. Only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This vacation's useless. These white pills are kind.
You just listened to In the Dark by Venturing and Three More Seventeens by Zayoke, This Finds You, and Evangeline on CFRC Radio.
Bangers.
Two bangers.
I get so jealous watching us alone make a spark.
Shout out, Patty. Shout out, Krabby Patty.
Shout out, Krabby Patty. You could have been Lucy Bedrock, but you Krabby Patty.
No, it's tight. I love the song.
That song is so good.
It's so good. I love the Evangeline part at the end, especially. Mm-hmm. I thought you said there.
Okay. Let Krabby Patty steal that.
And we sang that song, and let's keep it that way.
Let's keep it that way. It was so good.
Yeah, so good.
Oh my God.
What should we talk about? Should we talk about Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie?
Well, yeah, we should.
Yeah, no spoilers, though. Don't worry.
Yeah, me and Aiden went to go watch Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie. Mm-hmm.
We watched it on opening night
at the Fox. On the East End. Yeah. It was sold out. Literally, shout out The Grove. Couldn't get a ticket even.
Hey, I'm sorry.
They're chopped. Oh. So.
Ooh. Anyway.
The Grove was chopped and they said you can't come in. Right. It was so good. There was applauses throughout the movie.
Like, people were actually like hooting, hollering, cheering. It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful. They 9/11 the CN Tower at one point, which is crazy.
Have y'all gotta tap into Pee Pee Poo Poo Man?
Oh my God. Do not tap into Pee Pee Poo Poo Man.
Oof, that's a crazy story. I think I told it on air. Awake for 48 hours straight and then having to watch Pee Pee Poo Poo Man.
And then
premiere.
The director is stoned out of his mind trying to do a Q&A.
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. And he was just like, oh, I just had that clip and I didn't know what to do with it, so I put it in the movie.
Yeah.
And then just everyone getting like chocolate ice cream. Dunked on them.
Guys, shout out Pee Pee Poo Man. We also watched Magellan.
I felt so bad being Portuguese in that audience, like sitting in the back. They're going to kick me out.
Yeah, it's a movie about the guy who, it's a Portuguese colonizer. I forget his name. Ferdinand mm-hmm. Magellan. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of messed up with Gael Garcia Bernal. Shout out. That was a crazy theater experience too. The people behind me were like talking the whole time, low key. But it's fine.
They were laughing and nothing was funny.
Yeah, they were
nothing
laughing and it's
funny.
like tragedy. But it's okay.
Yeah. I'll play my next two songs. New hit came out last night. Yeah. Bratstar.
Yes. Margot Tenenbaum
by Bratstar. Kind of crazy because Luke Berry doesn't even know who this person is, which is insane.
Yeah,
right?
I low-key put him on to Bratstar.
Yeah, we put him on Bratstar a bit ago, and now he thinks that's his whole personality, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then speaking of Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie, I'll be playing Army by Ben Folds. Low-key, only like one part of the song is...
Everyone tune in to Margot Tenenbaum, though, because it's... Mm-hmm. Let's play it.
Play it.
Studied the arts, but male validation, the only thing that really got her attention. Squeezing everyone out like soft serve. Drop it on the pavement like it won't hurt. In a corner, always sulking, Margot Tenenbaum. Insecure and pretty, it's everyone's problem. And only when it's handy goes fourth wave feminism. Always had the looks, but not really quite the charm. Her boyfriend, so Cherie's always so busy, never makes her happy. He went to a party, he's just with his homie. She stands there like, honey.
Oh my God.
She said you don't know me, she thinks I don't know me, she's clutching so tightly. Praying to be free, she hides on the daily, she wonders what might be. Corner always sulking, Margot Tenenbaum, clinging, nagging, clinging, she's everyone's problem. Only when it's handy, fourth wave feminism. Always had the looks, but not really quite the same power. Lonely like Eleanor Rigby, still cutting people off. Like Edward Scissorhandy, her friends have it rough. Journey. She suffers so greatly, she does it so bravely. Her exes were crazy, she shot them with Uzi, said they were fugazi. Yeah. All that education, so you can't read the signs. That big brain of yours won't let you just be fine. It's sad to witness, they should teach this in school. How to finally be cool with just doing you. All that education, so you can't read the signs. That big brain of yours won't let you just be fine. It's sad to witness, they should teach this in school. How to finally be cool with just doing you. In a corner always sulking like Margot Tenenbaum. Too good for this party, burn it all down. Insecure and pretty, it's everyone's problem. As a flower and special as a snowflake, but gives you a feeling like turning the page when you already know how the story ends. I've seen her on cold winter nights walking up Queen Street with vengeance on her mind and the tear freezing down her cheek. Maybe I'm obsessed with tragic beauty, or maybe I've never met anyone more blessed or less free.
Well, I thought about the army. Dad said, son, you must be high. And I thought, yeah, there's a first for everything. So I took my old man's advice. 3 sad semesters. It was only 15 grand. Spinning bed, I thought about the army. I dropped out and joined a band instead. Oh, make a riot, scream, play.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
You just listened to Margot Tenenbaum by Brad Starr and Army by Ben Folds 5 on CFRC.
Bangers.
Banger.
One banger.
One and a half bangers. Yeah, one and like 2.5 banger.
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot today.
That part is so good. Guys, shout out to everyone listening. Shout out to who's listening? Marg is listening. May, thank you for putting us on at the tier. Shout out Owen. Shout out, who else? Shout out Luke Berry. Speaking of Luke Berry, you guys should come to our show on Friday. Tomorrow.
Girthtronica.
But it's like Earth. Like it's Earth.
Girthtronica. Select few are allowed to come if you fit the qualifications.
Guys, go girthy. Online. Oh my gosh. Go online to Resident Advisor. Look up Girthtronica. G-E-A-R-T-H.
G-I-R-T-H.
Stop. Stop. I'm trying to do real promo here. And get your tickets early because they're selling like hotcakes, I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be playing some good tunes, some footwork. We're going to play some techno. We're going to play some bangers.
The boys are going B2B.
Guys, speaking of B2B, let's talk about broccoli. Yeah.
Oof.
During this break, I went to Sarah's house and her grandma, actually like the sweetest gesture ever, was like, I made all of you guys dinner. Beautiful broccoli mac and cheese, like just normal mac and cheese with some broccoli. It actually was tasting delicious. I took a couple bites and we were like having a great time. And then Sarah said, wait, I think there's some bugs in my broccoli. Some bees in my bee.
Mm-hmm.
Some bees who bee. Girl, I don't know.
Yeah. And she was like, first of all, her like full hairnet is like, what are you talking about? You're lying to me. Like, you're actually, you keep playing with me.
But then everyone started noticing so many, but like the amount of bugs was actually absurd.
Yeah, I thought she just put like so much black pepper in the pasta. No, no baby, all bugs.
It was actually like a ridiculous amount. And then so she brings over the head of broccoli and peels apart like the, what's it called? The bush part. And
whoa,
it
was the bush?
The bush.
Aiden, you know nothing about that.
And there were so many bugs. It literally was like insane. It was insane.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to feed that meal to Eric Taylor soon. yeah, but you should come to Girthtronica, especially if you're like a bulky bear.
Right. Notice how quiet it got? I'm going to play my next two songs, which are going to be... I'm going to play another song from Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie, Brave Shores, Never Come Down. Guys, shout out Jay McCarroll. And I'm also going to be playing this song, Numerology, by my new band, Believe, which is I forget which guy in Black MIDI. He has a new band now called my new band, Believe. And this song is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
So, the Brave Shores one is not that great, but I have to play it. To do it. Play on.
between us. One night, why not forget yourself? All night, you can be someone else. So nice, I'd have you anywhere. Please invite me back to yours. 365 is your favorite number. 364, I need just one more. It'll happen to you one night with a Halloween. One night you don't need anything more. One night so good to us. Real fire is what you feel inside. Don't cry, you deserve it, it. Green light, fuck your waiting. Take five from your real life. True smile, crash from eye to eye. Don't go, I need your face tonight. Your lips smack, your cry, oh my, oh my. Don't try, I can see through a
about vibes?
The mood.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there will be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood with me.
On radio.
C-F-I-C.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
You just listened to Never Come Down by Brave Shores and Numerology by my new band Believe on CFRC Radio.
You just listened to Poop From My Butt.
And a good song. Shout out Cameron Pickton. I don't know, man.
Shout out Cameron Winter.
Oh my God. Enough Cameron Winter, bro.
What?
Enough Cameron Winter. Y'all, listen. Actually, I like him.
Guys, he's kind of chill.
He's kind of chill. Mm-hmm. I just, someone reaches a certain saturation and it's like, okay, guys.
Yeah.
Sarah was low-key early adopter, no.
But
Sarah was like, table by the door.
Table by the door.
Anyway, I can't do it. What were we going to talk about again?
Oh my God, public washrooms.
Oh yeah, guys, those new public washrooms with the doors where you push the giant button to lock mm-hmm. it, those scare me.
Yeah, I know they're not locking that.
There ain't no way.
I know that a little jokester, a little prankster designed that, and he goes...
A little 3 foot...
Whoa, Aiden!
No.
Aiden, come on.
It's because it's a reference to... Never mind, you weren't even there. I was trying to make a joke and you weren't even there.
Yeah, and I'm never there. But basically, because it's always like a no girls event with you.
Okay.
Right? But no, the person who designed those washrooms, like, I know it's a joke, I know it's a prank. They just want people to walk in each time and be like, ha, someone walked in on you while you were peeing.
Yeah. And they always put the toilet so far from the door.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because they want you to, like, crawl on army crawl to go shut it.
Toilet by the door.
Toilet by the wall. Button by the toilet.
Guys, they need to take us off the air. Like, I'm not even, like, playing anymore. Like, I don't even want to be here.
Yeah.
It's moments like these. This is, like, the low point of our show. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the high? What was your high point for reading week?
I went to Medieval Times. Awful washrooms at Medieval Times. Lots of space between the ceiling and floor. Oh. Like, they want the knights to come crawling under the door and come give you the rose while you're on the pooper, right?
Okay, can you explain how Medieval Times works? Because I actually don't know.
You walk in. Okay, first, you pay an egregious amount of money to go.
Right.
You walk in. They give you a crown. There's six sections in the, like, arena, and each section is a knight. And so it's, like, yeah, one out of six chance that you win.
Right.
So I got the red knight. And then also there's a king and a queen, and, like, whatever side of the arena you're on, you're either on the king or queen side. So it's, like, it makes you feel better if you lose, because what if, like, one of the knights on your side won? That's, like, better. Right. But my knight won the whole thing. Yeah. My man.
So is it the same thing as, like, wrestling, where it's, like, it's kind of just, like, performance?
And... Yeah, it's, like, performance. But they, like, at the beginning, they had a falcon come around. My section had wenches, and I had a male wench with 5-inch acrylic serving me my half chicken and really salty potato. First of all, they give me half of a chicken to eat. Right. And I'm, like, sipping on my beer. And once I was done my beer, I was, like, cussing because my knight was winning. But there's, like, children around me, and I had to, like, reserve myself.
Exactly.
Much like what I do on air here. Restrain myself.
Right.
Yeah, but my knight won... And it was beautiful.
But what do you get when your knight wins? Nothing?
Like, just the joy pride. Pride.
That's something you need. Something you need.
What?
Something you need, because it's not June yet, but when it is, I know you're going to go crazy.
Yeah. Guys, we're not homophobic here, although our pride episode speaks to the opposite.
Right.
Guys, we love most people.
Girl, just play the songs. Just play the songs.
Let me play my next songs. Two are, like, new tracks. New Sophia Stell. I'll be playing... Oh, wait. I'll play the underscore song first. New underscores. Tell me you want it. Underscores. Come on. You know we don't play about underscores.
We do not play about April.
We don't. Yeah. And then new Sophia Stell, Solitaire, who I only found out recently was from Vancouver. Okay. Yeah. Didn't know that.
I've been marking her as CanCon, though. I was got extra CanCon this week. Okay.
Yeah. No, because that's because I was unaware. I didn't think stuff like that came out of BC.
Right. Well, let's play it.
Play it.
Hey, it's you. Livy thinks that I'm in over my head, dropping all the inches, changing my hair. Amanda says that I'm not on the right track. You hate looking back, I told her I'm well aware. Is this doing anything for you, baby? You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. Cause later on, this could be embarrassing for me. You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. Tell me you want it. You gotta tell me you want it. Tell me you want it.
Diamond says I think it's too big. We are what we are. Thank you. Joining all women in STEM. Are you interested in joining a group that advocates for lifting up women and other underrepresented groups in STEM? Well then, WISE is the place to be. Women in Science and Engineering at Queen's University is a group of passionate women creating welcoming and inclusive spaces for future engineers, scientists, and leaders. When you join WISE, you'll have the opportunity to learn from experienced pros in the field, grow your network, and be a source of inspiration for the young women in the Kingston community. Follow our Instagram at QueensWISE or visit our website www.queenswise.ca to learn more.
You just listened to Tell Me You Want It by Underscores and Solitaire by Sophia Stell on CFRC. Bangers!
Bangers! Bangers!
Guys, that Sophia Stell song.
Crazy!
Do
you like
guys,
it?
Guys, it's so good, yeah.
And Underscores, also Underscores releasing Nina Jirachi.
Yeah. She kind of sounded like K-pop Demon Hunters for one part of that, though.
Boom. You can't be putting her down like that.
And I'm not. You love that movie.
I love that. I'm going up, yeah. Up, up. It's a moment. Look at the song of the year.
Oh. Oh. I was a ghost. I was a girl. Apparently, that's being added to the Criterion Collection. Did you see that?
Which is
actually
crazy.
May told me about that.
I know the. Hi May. I know the millennials are. Dropping on the pre-order.
Yeah, no, well, there's discourse. Like, people are like, this is the end of the Criterion. It's like, who cares? Let them buy the movie.
Yeah, let them buy K-pop.
That's gonna like fund, like, just that one DVD alone is going to fund like maybe like 300 restorations. Like, yeah. Don't even play.
Like, My Little Soda Pop, come on.
My Little Soda Pop.
And then just think about it. It needs to be there. And then in 100 years, yeah. Some new movie will come out, and then we can restore K-pop Demon Hunters. And it's going
to
be
from 4K
Janus
to like 17K.
Janus Films, K-pop Demon Hunters. Yeah. Like, that's going to be so beautiful. I can't wait for that day.
That would be beautiful. Guys, can we talk about Love Me, Love Me?
Guys. If you guys don't know, up here, down here in Beat Banter, we love Beautiful Disaster, Beautiful Wedding.
These are movies by famed American director Robert Cumble, who, what other movies did he do? He did other, like, kind of schlocky, like, rom-com movies, but he did Beautiful Disaster. That's his masterpiece.
It has Dylan or Cole Sprouse. We always forget which one.
It's Dylan Sprouse.
It's one of them.
And Veronica Gardner or something? Something Gardner?
Yeah, and that plot, essentially, give a little background for the plot of that
movie. Okay, so the plot is this woman goes to college, and she meets this college underground fighter named Travis Maddox, and they have
beautiful
like a
name, first of all,
Beautiful Disaster, and they have like a will they won't they kind of thing, and then they fall in love, and then she goes to Vegas to stop her dad from being kidnapped by the mob. Like, there's a lot that happens.
Oh my god,
wait, movie.
Sorry, he did Cruel Intentions.
Oh yeah, he did Cruel Intentions.
Okay, but yeah, continue.
But anyway, he made a new movie called Love Me, Love Me, and it has the same plot. This woman, but it's in high school now. This woman goes to a new high school in Italy, and they falls in love with an underground boxer, kind of bad boy guy who rides a motorcycle just like Dylan Sprouse.
But he's getting pumped up on steroids.
Yeah, and it's not a good movie at all.
Yeah,
but everyone should go watch Beautiful Disaster.
Yeah,
yeah,
guys, and maybe not Love Me, Love Me.
We actually don't have much time left. I don't know if you'll be able to play all your songs, Sarah.
Well, the player next to him.
Well, I'm going to be playing Products of Our Imagination by African American Sound Recordings, and I'm going to be playing Position B2 by Rian Trenor. I don't know how to say this man's name, but it bangs.
I don't know who this man is.
I don't know play who this it. Man is. Play it. You just listened to Products of Our Imagination by African American Sound Recordings and Position B2 by Rian Trenner on CFRC Radio.
Banger!
banger. We're gonna go straight into the next song here because we're running out of time. But
I'm gonna be playing my favorite Wednesday song, which is Wound Up Here from Bleeds. So play it.
Play it.
Listen to Wound Up Here by Wednesday on CFRC. An absolute banger.
Yeah. Sarah, can you talk for a bit? I forgot I have to queue up the next show.
I hope you guys like the show. Little old us, I can't believe all of you. 21 of you! Oh my god, there's 21 of you guys. I'm getting nervous. Hold up, let me not say something I can't say on air.
Right.
We hope you come and join us next week.
On Beat Banter. The only show.
We hope you enjoy the episode that's playing next, which is Basement Noise. Yes. The first few weeks of it running. Banger. Have fun. We'll see you next week. Love you.
Wait, let's wait 30 more seconds. Let's give it some them a little.
More seconds,
let's give
okay.
them a little time.
Should we sing
silence.
For them?
Oh, okay. Table by the door.
Guys. Aiden won't stop talking about Cameron Winter at home.
No.
And I'm like, please stop talking about Cameron Winter. Please stop talking about Cameron Winter. And he's like, that's my goat. I want him so bad. Like, he's so sexy.
What? Right? I'm ending this show. Like, actually,
okay, I'll see you next week. Bye.
Well,